issue of travel. Costa, wasn't there a motion to amend after the first dismissal that was denied and that was never appealed in the first appeal? Or am I misremembering?
I think that was on the
issue. A request for a hearing to the trial judge to permit an amendment for a life breach of contract?
I don't believe it.
And what's the next to the complaint?
I answered all the answers. The whole answer is practical. Maybe thinking that the judge's worth of service had gone. Okay. After Judge Gates' decision, by a certain legal action called Jones, alleged contract claims.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think that's what you're looking at. In that case, was dismissed. Resulted in a reason to the court. And that was the whole thing.
Okay. Our next case is not before us at the moment.
The situation we have here, and the question Justice Wilcox asked about the language in the majority's decision in the prior case that said the plaintiffs had contract claims. The relevant statute in 5.8.3 tells what happened in our opinion, and it says in subsection 3 that if no further proceedings or action is ordered on remand, if the action on this case is ordered on remand, it appears to be an appropriate motion. It seems to us that what the court said is abstract, and we heard it in the discussion of the economic
1996, the court said that as such, the plaintiffs have warranty remedies for the alleged defects in the motorcycles. In addition, there are contract remedies that do not have an equity to the extent that the plaintiffs were fraudulently induced to purchase their motorcycles. That seems to be
rather than a hat, she used the present tense.
Right.
And I
given or after trial. Where you have a trial on the complaint, the court makes a decision on the complaint or the jury does, and then you've got merger and bar coming in to effect. This case doesn't fit that. I agree with you that a judgment of dismissal is with prejudice. But it's not quite the same as a trial on all the issues. And we only go to trial, the complaint can be amended to fit the facts that are brought out and the facts we heard clearly from the complaint that there's a warranty issue.
If you were to dismiss the trial, there would be an even more compelling reason not to permit the complaint to be amended at this point because of the Thank you.
Thank you.
South.